Hi, Gunwild. This is Evanescent Utopia, and I'm new today, and I figured I should do a questionnaire or two, so you can all have some idea of who I am, and hopefully I'll actually post things and not just run away from you all, because you all seem really nice. So this is the first questionnaire on the list of questionnaires on GWA Backstage. It is the Bear It All For Us Proust questionnaire, GWA style. Original post. Okay. Alright, so I'm going to go into this blind. What is... Oh, number one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, if you couldn't tell from my voice, I am a male. Oh, is that offensive? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'm a straight male. Easy question. Two. What gets you turned on? Honestly, girls in clothes. Girls in, like, nice clothes turn me on more than naked girls, I think. Like, I really like girls in suits. I really like girls in skirts. I really like that thing where a girl will wear, like a slightly tight shirt, like, that fits her really well. And then, like, in between her boobs, there's, like, a little crease, like, in her clothes. Like, that really turns me on. I really like that. Number three. What is a characteristic that defines your sexuality? Fapping? I don't know. I don't understand. Next question. Four. What is your favorite sexual act? I'm gonna say, I don't know. Is it boring to say missionary? Like, I feel like that's just, like, the easiest to get a good angle at. I don't know. I really enjoy blowjobs, but I haven't ever really dated somebody who really enjoyed that, so I don't know. Number five, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Enjoying it, and expressing that somebody enjoys having sex, openly, without me having to be like, was that okay? Was it good? Like, I don't know. I don't like prying that stuff out of people. Six. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? All these questions are so sexual. I guess this has gone wild. But I just did the gaming one, and it was just all about video games, and I was like, oh, this is easy. All right, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think I really like to get to know somebody. I think I have a lot of trouble being attracted to people that I don't know, like strangers, like celebrities. So, like, I feel like I'm more attracted to people, like, sexually, in real life than I am to, like, celebrities. Like, I know that, like, celebrities are, like, real hot, but, like, and there's something just about, like, knowing somebody and, like, hearing them, like, hearing their voice. I don't know. I don't want this to get too creepy. Seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? My favorite color to wear is nothing on top. And I have these, like, really soft fleece pajamas that I like to wear. And they just feel really good against my legs. So I guess that's... the ones that I'm wearing right now have polar bears on them, and my other ones have wolves on them. So that's how I prepare myself, I guess. Sorry, I don't have any sexy lingerie or anything. Eight. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, an actor, actress, etc. This is a big question. I really like Saber from Fate's Day Night. She's my waifu. That should say a lot about me, the fact that I just said a bunch of those words. Yeah, let's leave it at that. I don't want this to take too long. Nine. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, your significant other, a teacher, anyone in your life currently? A crush that I have been talking to a lot in the past couple months, but I don't think anything's going to happen with her, so I'm trying not to, like, I don't know. Complicated. 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I don't know, because I have really only gotten really sexual with, like, one girlfriend in the past, and she didn't really call me anything. So, I think I would like to be called things, but I don't really have a lot of experience with that. Number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I don't know if this is a talent or like a realistic thing, but just like the ability to like not have your legs get real tired during sex, or like to not need hydration, I guess, like, because like nothing's like worse than like when you're like 30-40 minutes into sex and then you're just like, oh, like, oh, my legs are burning from pumping, this really hurts. Like, I actually haven't had sex in a couple months, but and in those couple months I've been training to run a marathon, so maybe now I am better at that. We'll see. Hopefully one day. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I don't remember how I found out about GWA, because it was actually about a year ago. Yes, it was definitely about a year ago. And I don't remember how I found out about it, but I used to go on, there's a site, Literotica, and they have a section for audio, and I love that, like, because, I don't know, like, I think I'm more of, like, an oral, like, ear oral, not, like, oral, like, mouth oral. I'm definitely more turned on by that. Or it's, like, a huge factor in, like, sexy time for me, because, I don't know, I just like listening to, like, a girl's voice. So I looked for stuff like that, and I found Literotica, and I like listened to those for a while, and I was always like, oh, I can't post anything, like, I'm too shy, and I don't know what that I would post. And then I guess I stumbled upon GWA. That was way before I discovered Reddit, by the way. So a couple years ago I found Reddit, and eventually I found this, and I was like, whoa, this is awesome, like, this is like Literotica, but on Reddit. And then I went through like a weird, I went through like a nofap phase, where I was like, all right, I'm gonna cut porn out of my life and I'm gonna stop fapping. And then that didn't work out. And I was like, well, why would I just like not do something that I enjoy doing? So, I actually made a sub account for this subreddit specifically, like right before I got into that. And then I stopped doing it and it became my nofap account. And then now it's 2015 and I'm like, you know what? I really want to do GWA. So I made this account and now I'm here. Did I answer the question? Oh, why did I start posting? Because I really want to. 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? Being pegged, maybe, by a girl, like pegged and dominated. I think most of the people I've been in relationships have definitely been more submissive people, so I've kind of had to take more, like, lead. Like, it wasn't like I was, like forcing anybody to do anything. It was more just, like, they were like, yeah, I'm more of a submissive person. I was like, oh, all right, well, that's fine. But I really just want to be, like, I really just want to have, like, all my control, like, wrested from me, and then just, like, being forced into, like, orgasm, I guess, by, like, a woman. But also, like, have her fuck me from behind with a strap on, because, I don't know, it just seems like a really hot thing to do. 14, what's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail? Oh, I'm so sorry, I haven't had any kinky, like, really kinky sex. Like, everything I've really done in person has just been really vanilla. Yeah, I really can't think of anything. Like our the kinkiest I ever got was, it would be like a turn on, like, put on a skirt while we fuck. 15, the girl would put on a skirt, not me. 15, what's your favorite part of your body and why? My calves. I really like my calves. They're huge. They're kind of gross. But because I run a lot, I used to row in high school, so I have really big calves. So like I hate, like, the rest of my body. Like, I feel like my thighs are really flabby, and I don't like my torso, and I have no muscle in my upper body, but I like my calves. Blah, 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 blah. That's the end of the thing. Okay, cool. So, anyways, I I'm really excited to be here on GWA. I've literally just been doing stuff like this all night since I got home from work, and it's really fun, and I really regret not getting into it. So, I look forward to reading and listening to all of your posts and getting to know you all. I'm really excited.